Alrighty. Good to see you, everybody. So, this year should also be the Ilyin Ishmas Aaron Shel Ben Rachel. So, let's continue on in this Tosfos and Pesachim. Yesterday, we were seeing that the first opinion in Tosfos is that you're not supposed to eat the food as part of the Seder night before Achetech Shach, before it gets dark. Let's just, for convenience sake, say Tesa Kochavim. You're not supposed to eat or start the Seder meal until Tesa Kochavim. As opposed to, says the first day in Tosfos, Rimi Korvayu, that it would seem to be, and it seems to be what the Gemara says in Brachos, that you can have your Shabbos and Yom Tov meal early. So why would that be? So he says, Hachanami, that in general you could accept all holy days early. That's Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, and that applies to Pesach as well. You have to accept Pesach early as well as part of this mitzvah of Tosefes. But nevertheless, even though you could accept Pesach from Plag HaMincha, just parenthetically, this comes up sometimes. I don't know about America, but people in Israel like to do as much as they can do to start the Seder exactly at Seis. Some people were mulling over, I think they didn't actually do it, but making early Pesach, why does that help you? So you'll daven Mariv after Plag, and then you'll get home and you'll set the table and you'll find all the pillows and get all the kids find their seats at the table. So then exactly you get to the Seis on the nose, you could start the Kaddish. As opposed to if you're davening in Shul and they're going to be doing Hallel, and by the time you walk home and get everything ready, it'll be another 45 minutes after Tzis. So some people do make Pesach early. There's no problem with that. And it will be Pesach, Lechora, according to the first day in Tosfos, the same way as Shabbos and Yom Tov. But says Tosfos, why can't you start Kadesh until nighttime? Because the Torah says, Laila, Vachlus HaBasar Balaila Hazeh. Okay, that's the first day in Tosfos. We're going to skip inside the Rabbi Chiel. We'll just talk about what he says outside. That's the Hamsheikh of Tosfos. And the Hamsheikh of Tosfos, he references the Gemara. The Gemara, which, if we would have had more Shiurim, I would have talked about this issue in the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah say, Arve Psachim, you shouldn't eat so much food to make sure you're going to eat matzah l'teyavon? That din is true for every Erev Shabbos, for every Erev Yom Tov. You shouldn't have a big meal on Erev Shabbos. So you'll enjoy your Shabbos meal. You should have a good appetite for a Shabbos meal. At least it's a machlokes tanaim, but the Mishnah says, at least according to that shita, that you're not supposed to have a big meal in Erev Shabbos. Why is it dafka then in Erev Pesach? And the Gemara has a whole shaklevataria. What's unique about Pesach? But says Tosfos, according to what the Rimi Korvayel just said, why didn't the Gemara answer as follows? Why does the Mishnah say you can't eat Pesach ad shetechshach? Because it's mamish ad shetechshach. As opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you make Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and even though it's not going to be dark until 7:30, but you've accepted Shabbos, you can have your Shabbos meal then. So when the Mishnah says, Erev Psachim, Arve Psachim, Samach LaMincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach, the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be, the Gemara could have explained, because by Pesach, it's literally, specifically, nighttime, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you could accept it early and eat early. So why didn't the Gemara say, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that by Pesach, you mamish have to start when it's dark at nighttime. So says Tosfos, says this, the Shitan Tosfos, the Rabbi Chiel, that Lechora, that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah, because we know that from earlier in the Gemara, and that doesn't seem to be the Pshat of the Mishnah. It's not focusing so much on Ad Shetechshach, the Iker of the Mishnah, that you shouldn't eat and get full. So says Tosfos, a technical answer, it just doesn't seem to be the Pshat of the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush, that by Pesach, it's Dafka Ad Shetechshach. But, Aganami, the first two Shitas in Tosfos are really the same thing. You're really both saying that by Pesach, there's something unique, it's the exception. Even though every other day you can accept it early and eat early, by Pesach, that's not the case. But at the end of Tosfos, he quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda. I'm just looking at that inside. If you guys want to grab your Pesachim, if you look back at it inside, I'll read it. I'll read it hopefully slowly so you can follow if you don't have the Gemara. V'Rabbeinu Yehuda tirates, Afilo iba inon gabe shabosos v'yamim tovim ad shetechshach. Even if you hold that in general, you can't accept, you can't start your Shabbos or eat your Shabbos or Yom Tov meal until it gets dark. So what's he beginning to say? Rabbeinu Yehuda is beginning to say, Achanami, there is no difference fundamentally between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov in general. For every Erev, you can't eat, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvos Hayom until it gets dark. Hacha Itzrich Lemisne, the Mishnah by Pesach has to stress that you can't do it until dark. Mamish, the opposite of the first day in Tosfos. Even though you're already beginning the process of the Pesach meal, the Seder meal, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, on Erev Pesach, in the daytime, because you can only shecht the Korban Pesach in the daytime of Erev Pesach. So I might think, okay, once I've already shechted it, and it's already roasted, no, let's get going, and let's have the Korban Pesach while it's not quite dark. Nevertheless, it's the exception. You have to wait until the nighttime to eat it. Okay, so what's he saying? He's saying mamash the opposite. He's saying that there is no difference between Pesach and every other Erev. For everything, you can't eat the meal until it gets dark. Why is the Mishnah stressing by Pesach, you have to eat it dafka when it gets dark? Why do we not have a Mishnah like that by Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because I would have had a Havmina by Pesach, dafka there, you could eat it before it gets dark. Because the korban is the meal is already ready and waiting, so I would think you just go ahead and eat it even before it gets dark. Kamash Malan or Mishnah, no, you have to wait until it gets dark. V'chinish b'Yerushalmi b'Reish Pirkin, the Yerushalmi mamish just wipes out the whole question of Tosfos. The Yerushalmi says, Tani Erev Shabbos min ha-mincha ulamala lo yutam klum ad she-techshach. The Yerushalmi says, the exact same nusach that we have at Pesach, it says by Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, until it gets dark, you shouldn't eat. So the exact same thing. So we have these two opposite shitos and tosfos. Are you allowed to eat your Shabbos meal before it gets dark or not? So first of all, it's interesting. I mean, what did they do in France? Did they ever make early Shabbos? How could you? It seems to be an interesting machlokes b'metzias. Did they just never make early Shabbos? What do you guys think? How do we understand this machlokes? So I'll tell you a possibility, unless somebody wants to jump in. It could be. I don't know if this is what tosfos means. But if you guys saw in the Nafka Minas, I'm just looking at, I think the Shla brings this down, and the Bach, the Marami Prague, that they are of the opinion that you're supposed to eat your Shabbos meal after dark. But what they say is, you have to eat a kezias of food after dark. So it's not so clear when Tosfos says you have to eat after dark, does he mean the entire meal, or he means you have to eat something after dark? Because you're not really Yotzei the Suda until it gets dark. But it could be just a mitzias, maybe Tosfos in Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says you have to eat your Shabbos and you have to meal once it gets dark, and the Rimei Korvaya says, of course you can eat it before it gets dark, so what was the minhag? It could be the minhag was to make early Shabbos and eat the meal early. But it could be the machlokas is about if you have a chiyuv to eat dafka once it gets dark as well. Maybe. Okay, putting it out there. So now, hopefully you guys saw the Rishima Shiurim. So the Rav addresses this Tosfos and the 2 days in Tosfos. Really what the Rav is dealing with is the following question. He wants to know, there is an explicit Gemara in Brachos that Tosfos brings at the beginning, the Rimei Korvaya. The Gemara says in Brachos that you can Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davind Shabbos Davening on Erev Shabbos. And more than that, the Gemara says that there are Tanoim, Amoraim, who were Mekadesh. They had their Kiddush. And Lechora, they had a Suda also, if they make Kiddush, Lechora. But they made Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. So, says Tosfos, says the Rav, how would we analyze this Tosfos? The way we'd want to analyze it is that according to the Rimei Korvaya, once you accept Shabbos early, once you accept Yom Tov early, it's literally Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore you could fulfill every mitzvah as if it was the nighttime already. And the Leila Seder is going to be the exception. Masha Einkin, according to the Shita of the Rabbi Huda, at the end of Tosfos, says, no, you have to eat your Shabbos and Yom Tov meal after dark dafka. Because he would say, like we were saying yesterday, based on the Tosfos and Ksubos, by that complicated Gemara of the Maisi Adayim, of the father marrying off his daughter, Tosfos implies there that there is no, it's not really Shabbos, it's not really Yom Tov when you accept it early. V'haraya, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of the mitzvahs of Shabbos don't apply it once you accept Shabbos or Yom Tov early. So what's the idea of early Shabbos, early Yom Tov? It's just, once you accept Shabbos or Yom Tov, you shouldn't do Malacha. So this is the classic Chakir about Tosefes Shabbos. Is it just about avoiding Malacha, but it's not really Shabbos? Or is it really Shabbos? If that's the case, says the Rav, you look at the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, you can make Kiddush, you can Lechora even eat your meal, you could Daven. So how could anybody say that Tosefes Shabbos is just about refraining from Malacha? It seems to be Mefurush in the Gemara in Brachos that it's much more than that. You can even make Kiddush and Daven. So how could that be? And more than that, says the Rav, he says he's Rav Soloveitchik. He's trying to understand the Rambam. We saw yesterday the Shitas HaRambam is that there is no Tosefes Shabbos. There is no Tosefes Yom Tov. Certainly De'oraisa and maybe even De'rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, there's no such thing. There's no such thing at all. Bichlal, you want to make Shabbos at 6:30 in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos? It doesn't work. You have to wait until it gets dark. So how could the Gemara say that Rav was davening Shabbos davening in Friday afternoon? The Rav was making Kiddush on Friday afternoon. It doesn't make any sense. It's not Tosefes Shabbos, neither Legava Yisra Malacha. It's certainly not the real Shabbos yet. It's absolutely nothing on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark, according to the Rambam. So how could you daven and make Kiddush then? So then the Rav develops his idea. Let me just see. I'll find it on my computer as we're reading it together. So he says, for those of you who have the sheets, I think I'm challenging my computer's ability to do multiple things at once. It's on page Shin Nun Ches in the Rishimos Shiurim, and near the Yashiv Eshitas Harambam, see where we should start from. So he says, if you look at the second to last line of that paragraph, of Nir Eliyashev, Umavur, it's clear from the Lashon HaRambam, you have to look back to see how he's medayik it. Tisfir le diyochol lekadesh samoch leknisas hashabbos, af al pi she'ein ba'oso zman chalos kedushas hayom klal. It's clear from the Rambam that he understands. You can make Kiddush even though it's absolutely not Shabbos whatsoever yet. It's just Friday afternoon. How could that be? The din of Kiddush and the din of Havdalah is you should have some sort of declaration that Shabbos is coming or Shabbos is leaving. Even v'lo boi chalos kedushas hayom de Shabbos kedei l'kayim mitzvas Kiddush. Okay? Says the Rav, I'm now opening the Zoom again. Says the Rav, he says, according to the Rambam, the nature of Kiddush and the nature of Havdalah is not that you're mamish, the way we maybe we'd have expected it, is that I'm now literally, you know, switching the switch, I'm being Mekadesh the day, it's now Shabbos. And Havdalah, I'm turning off the switch, now the Kedusha is now gone. Says the Rav, it's clearly not the Pshat. L'kol ha-deos, that's not the Pshat. How is that not the Pshat? Because by Havdalah, the Gemara says that you could make early Havdalah. Right, you could be tzalit shel motzei Shabbos v'Shabbos. You could daven and make Havdalah, the Gemara says, motzei Shabbos is davening while it's still Shabbos. L'kol ha-deos, you're not stopping Shabbos at that point. You can't do malacha at that point. So what could the pshat be? How can you make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos? Apparently, says the Rav, at least by Havdalah, the pshat is that you're declaring what. The Rav doesn't talk about, so why are you doing that? But we can imagine there could be lots of reasons. Maybe we should remind ourselves that something special is changing, that we should take advantage of Shabbos as it's going away. We should remind ourselves that once Shabbos is gone, we have to try to be a better person. I don't know. We have to somehow, if there's this mitzvah to declare to ourselves that Shabbos is leaving. Is it that we've now switched the switch off and it's not Shabbos? No. Because you could say Havdalah before Shabbos ends. There's something important about just declaring it. So when can you do that mitzvah? So that's the chiddush of the Gemara and Brachos, even though it's still definitely Shabbos. As long as Shabbos is going to be ending soon, it's already after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, okay, you can make Havdalah. So then the Rav says, so too, that's how the Rambam understood the beginning of the Gemara. When the Gemara says you could be Mekadei Shabbos and daven Shabbos davening before Shabbos has actually began, according to the Rambam, it's because there's a mitzvah to declare to ourselves that Shabbos is about to come. And we're davening to Hashem, Hashem, thank you for giving us this beautiful day called Shabbos. That's the davening of Shabbos, that's the Kiddush of Shabbos. Is it literally being Mekadesh the day? Are you sanctifying the day? No, according to the Rambam. Because there is no Tosefes Shabbos. But you're saying that this special day is about to come, and I'm thanking Hashem for it, and I'm acknowledging that Hashem did that for us. And that's the nature of Kiddush and davening on Erev Shabbos. Okay, I think I saw Ezra ben Yamin and Velvel, but I don't know, it's hard to know. Go for it, Ezra. Yes. Yes, it's not. I think Ezra, did you? I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Ezra, but did you look at that Minchas Asher? I think I sent the link. You didn't get a chance yet. You did. Okay, so I think there he makes this Ha'ara. Is that right? I don't know. You got it in front of you? I forget where. See if he says, does he quote the Gemara in Brachos? You look around. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. No, he didn't. He's not answering your question. He's kind of being medayik. He's, well, there's a din of Kiddush Makam Suda. So Mistama, the Gemara, is also implying they had their Sudas Shabbos. He's not asking that on the Rambam. I'm just saying, when the Rav discusses it, I don't think he mentions anything about the Suda. It could be, I don't remember. Does anybody remember when the Rav was discussing this Rambam, what he does about the Suda? I mean, I think he doesn't mention it. In the Hemsheikh of this Rav, he does talk about also Kiddush, and but I don't think he talks about the Suda, but it could be I'm wrong. I don't know. I didn't send you more of this rub. In the original piece I keep thinking Kutras Shiurim. It's very confusing. In the Rishima Shiurim, he continues it. So maybe look at, I found that in Hebrew books. Maybe take a look. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Rambam would do. Unless you want to say that according to the Rambam, as long as your Seuda will be beginning at some point soon, that's enough. Or as long as you're beginning your meal then and continuing into Shabbos, that's what the Rambam would say. I'm not exactly sure how the Rambam would understand that. As far as I recall, the Rav doesn't address it explicitly. Maybe I just don't remember. Good question. Yeah, Binyamin. Yeah, go for it. So, what's assumed lehalacha, and I don't recall if the Rambam says this as well, but definitely in the Shulchan Aruch, and I would guess the Rambam says it, because it seems to be pretty unanimous in the Rishonim, is that all the mitzvos of Shabbos, let's say even candlelighting, and certainly being mekabel Shabbos early, and I would imagine according to the Rambam making Kiddush, has to be done after Plag HaMincha. Why is that? What's the divider Plag HaMincha? So let's just take a step back, because this is very important, Halach Lamaisa, by early Shabboses. The way, this whole sugi we're talking about is Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos means that even though it's not literally nighttime yet, I'm accepting Shabbos early. So when can we do that? So there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Brachos about, in general, what is the dividing line in terms of time between the day and already evening night. So usually we assume, like the Chachamim, that it's nighttime. Exactly, what is it, Shkia, it's Seis, somewhere in the middle, it's not totally clear. But before that time, it's day. After that time, it's night. Before that time, you daven mincha. After that time, you daven mar. Before that time, it's not Shabbos. After that time, it is Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he says that the dividing line is plag hamincha. What's plag hamincha? So we have to go back to our heads from yesterday in the Mishnah, where again, if you have a perfect day, that's sunrise 6 in the morning, and sunset 6 at night. So chatzos hayom is going to be 12 o'clock. So then we said that there's this thing called Mincha Ketana. What's Mincha Ketana? The time where they would generally offer the Korban Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. When is that? That is 9.5 hours into the day. So in our perfect day, it's 3:30. Right? In this perfect day, so 9.5 hours a day is going to be 3:30. And nighttime is going to be 6 o'clock. So says Rav Yehuda, if you take that 2.5 hour window and plug it, and you split it in half, so you're going to get 1.25 hours. So he says that 3:30 plus 1.25 hours is 4:45. So before 4:45, it's day. After 4:45, it's night. And that's when you can daven Mariv. That's you can only daven Mincha, according to Yehuda, until 4:45. And you can daven Mariv at 4:46. So as opposed to the Chachamim would say, you can daven Mincha until 6-ish, and only daven, and only daven Mariv after 6-ish. So the Gemara says, Ke'avid demar avid. That you could follow either shita. Either shita is legitimate. And Shulchan Aruch says, we generally don't say switch back and forth, one the other. And generally speaking, we'll follow the Chachamim. But if somebody wants to, on a regular basis, let's say for the summer, for the winter, he wants to be Noeg like Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to do that. And the poskim say, even if somebody generally is Noeg like the Chachamim, so he could be... He could follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita to daven Mariv after Plag for the sake of Tosefes Shabbos. For the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, it's for the sake of a mitzvah, so he's allowed to daven Mariv early. But it seems to be that all the Shitas agree in the Gemara, something is special about Plag HaMincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like it's mamish nighttime after that, even though it's strange because it's light out, but it's already, the sun is beginning to go down in the horizon, so it's heading towards night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Vaday night. And even according to the Chachamim, it's a time when we're heading towards night. Lamai nafkamina. So the poskim say that, let's say the woman wants to light candles, Shabbos candles. So she should not light them at 12 o'clock on Friday afternoon, because it's daytime. And our days, you realize it's for Shabbos, because nobody lights candles besides for Shabbos. But back in the times of the Gemara, so why are you lighting candles at 12 in the middle of the day? It's not adding anything. It doesn't seem like it's so unique. So only once it's getting towards the later afternoon, meaning after Plag HaMincha, is a woman able to light Shabbos candles. If she lit earlier, even with the bracha, she's got to repeat it again with the bracha. And so too, the poskim say, in order to accept Shabbos early, it's dafka after Plag HaMincha. Before that, you can't accept Shabbos early. Almost all the Rishonim. That's how we paskin. And so too, I would just guess that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara, getting back to your question, when the Gemara says in Brachos that you could daven Shel Shabbos in Erev Shabbos, I would imagine that would mean after Plaga Mincha. Because that is like the line where, according to Yehuda, it's already night, even though we don't necessarily go that far, but it's a time when it's beginning to go towards night, and therefore that's when you could accept Shabbos. So I think we got a Velvel. Are you still waiting? Is Binyamin, did that answer your question? Okay, very good. Ari, did you have a question? Go for it. Unmute you, yeah. Oops, you do it. My hands are off. There you go. Okay. Oh, that is a great question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I would imagine, this is totally theoretical, I don't know, because Legabe Shabbos, it's a good question. I would imagine that according to Rabbi Yehuda, assuming he holds a Tosefta Shabbos, it would be before Plag. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is the nighttime divider, so his Tosefta would be before then. For us, that we generally are trying to kind of, you could either follow Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, but Lamaisa, we view Tseis as something, and Plag is something. So we say that Tseis is Mamish night, and Plag is towards night. But according to Yehuda's world himself, not our Psak, that Plag is night, so I would imagine that Tosefos would be before that. But we just don't accept that completely, because we also follow the Chachamim, that Tseis is also an important divider. So that would be a guess. All right. Okay, so let us continue. So says the Rav, that how could the Rambam, who has no Tosefta Shabbos, how could the Shitas at the end of Tosos, Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says that there's nothing special about Tosefta Shabbos in terms of it being Shabbos itself. You have to eat your Shabbos meal according to that second day in Tosfos after it gets dark. And the only thing, l'chora, that changes once you accept Shabbos is the fact that it's a big thing. But the only thing that changes is that you can't do malacha, but it's not really Shabbos. So how do you daven Shabbos earlier? How do you make Kiddush? It says the Rav that the nature of Kiddush and the nature of Havdalah l'kola deos, you have to say, is that you're declaring that the Shabbos is about to come or has come or something like that, but not that you're literally making it Shabbos. The Haraya, it can't be that Havdalah is literally making it Chol because you can't make Shabbos Chol before Tseis. So from the fact you could say Havdalah before Tseis, it must be that the nature of these things are more of a acknowledgement of Hashem's koach in the world, or a praise of Hashem's koach of making Shabbos and making Motzei Shabbos. Okay. So now we have these two perspectives, what seem to be the two Deos in Tosfos and Pesachim. What definitely is when the first day in Tosfos and Pesachim says it's Mamish Shabbos, and when Tosfos and Ksubos and the second day in Pesachim say Lechora, just about stopping to do Malacha, but it's not really Shabbos yet. So as you saw, hopefully in the Makoros, there's many, many Nafkaminas. Let's just take a look here at a couple. So first of all, in the Rishima Shiurim, he has an interesting discussion in the Nitziv, which he brings as a nafkamina. And that discussion is, there's a woman who accepted Shabbos early, and let's assume in our plaga minchas, let's say plaga is 6:15, and Shabbos is 7:30. So she accepted Shabbos, and then at 6:45, somebody knocked on her door, and Rachmana Litzlan, one of her relatives, passed away. So she gets on the floor, and she takes off her shoes, and she's Noe Gavelus. And then, it was Erev Yom Tov, that's what it was. It wasn't even Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Yom Tov. So the din is, by Yom Tov, if somebody is in Avel before Yom Tov, even for a moment, and then Yom Tov begins, there's a unique din by Yom Tov, it totally cancels out Shiva. And this is a whole, whatever, that's a whole discussion about the Hashkafa behind that. But once Yom Tov comes, it wipes out Shiva. And so therefore, the person, even Chalom Moed, or after Yom Tov, is going to be knowing nothing. It'll be knowing Shloshim, but not in terms of Shiva. As opposed to, if the person found out on Yom Tov itself, or on Chalom Moed, that the relative passed away, it could be he'll begin to be knowing certain subtle, non-farhesia acts of Avelus, but he has to sit Shiva after Yom Tov ends. So there's going to be a very extended mourning period for that person, because he has to wait till after Yom Tov, and then be knowing Shiva. So there's a big nafkamina here. When the woman found out at 6:45 that the relative passed away and she sat on the floor and was noeg Shiva, does that count? Is that like she was noeg Avelus and therefore once Yom Tov starts, it cancels that Shiva? Or was it she already accepted Yom Tov It's as if she heard on Yom Tov that the relative passed away, and therefore she's stuck and has to wait now an entire 8 days and then do Shiva afterwards. I would assume there's a conclusion. But it's just interesting, when the Rav brings it, he doesn't bring the conclusion, I don't think. He just says, he talks about it. So he says the Netziv, right, Ayin Meshav Davar, I don't think he says his conclusion. Because the Rav is a Rosh Hashiva. And the Netziv was also a Poseg, I would assume he gave the Psak, I don't know. So he says, it depends on this Chakira. If you say that once you accept Shabbos, it's just about Isra Malacha, but it's not Mamish Shabbos yet. Okay, so then once the person's Noeg Avelos, so then that counts, and then Shiva is going to be canceled by Yom Tov. If you say once the person accepts Shabbos, it's literally Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then you're going to be stuck, and you have to wait until after the Shiva and then after the Yom Tov and then start Shiva again. Okay, but that's not those are not the classic Chakiras or Nafkaminas in this Chakira. There's more classic ones. So the most basic one, we'll just talk for a minute before the Chakira I want to talk about is the idea of eating after Tzeis. Okay? I know many people, I mean, I all summer, literally half the year we make early Shabbos. So the question that comes up is, do we have to be choshesh for this machlokes, this machlokes and tosfos, about eating the meal after tzeis, or eating some of the meal after tzeis? So to give a little bit of background about early Shabbos, so there's, just by a show of hands, how many people in your communities have an early Shabbos that's plag-based? Show of hands. Plag-based. Alright, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay? Half-half. So what does that mean? What's a plag early Shabbos and what's the alternative early Shabbos? So, as we were saying before, to answer to Binyamin's question, if we want to do early Shabbos, so how do you do that? It's still daytime. So the reason we do it is because once plag HaMincha arrives, so then, according to Rav Yehuda, it's already nighttime, and you could daven Mariv, and it's Shabbos, you could accept Shabbos. So what do we say? We say that even though I generally daven mincha until later, until shkia time, on Erev Shabbos I'll daven mincha before plag, and then once plag comes, I daven already. Thank you. So then once plag comes, so then we'll accept Shabbos, and then we'll daven Mariv. Okay. So according to Yehuda, plag is a dividing line. So this is how things ideally should be done. If plag HaMincha in our example, or let's just make up an example nowadays, let's say around 6 o'clock, so we should daven Mincha before 6, and daven Mariv after 6. Why is that? Because by doing so, we're davening Mariv in the time that's shayach to Mariv, according to Rav Yehuda, as opposed to if we do as follows. Yeah, Ezra. Okay, so the woman I'm not sure what your question is. You could have another question of, if the woman wants to go to shul, then she's going to be stuck. But what the woman can do is she davens mincha at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, daven mincha whenever she wants. And then she lights candles after plag, and then she'll daven marv. She can daven mincha. So if she wants to go to shul, that could be a problem. Let's just say. Okay. One way or the other. So good. So in that case, if she wants to go to shul and daven mincha at the shul's minyan and have lit candles before, that's not going to work. Assuming that the minyan is doing it plag. What she could do is go to shul, daven mincha, go back home light candles, go back to shul. Depends how far away from shul she is. Yes, but what the alternative thing to do is probably in these frum shuls that have these plag early Shabbases, they probably also have like a 1:30 minchan early on Erev Shabbos. Is that correct? Is that a thing? So maybe, could be. So what you could do is daven mincha at 1:30 and then light candles after plag and then get the shul as they're getting there. That's what I recommend to her. Yeah, okay, oh good. So we're getting to her. We're chilling out. Yeah, we're getting to that. We're getting to the Tarte disaster. So what's the pshat of the 7 o'clock early Shabbos? How does that work? The way that works is that just one second. The way that works, there we go. Okay, so the way that works by 7 o'clock is that you daven mincha at 7 o'clock. What is 7 o'clock halachically? 7 o'clock halachically is nighttime according to Rabbi Yehuda, and daytime according to the Chachamim. So great, you're yotzei mincha according to the Chachamim. And then at 7:20, you start saying Kabbalah Shabbos, and at 7:35, they daven Maariv. When is Seis? Let's say 8:15. I don't know, I'm making up the numbers, okay? So you daven mincha when it was daytime according to the Chachamim, and now you're davening Maariv when it's daytime according to the Chachamim? So how are you davening Maariv? Okay, no. When I'm davening Maariv, I'm saying because it's after Plag, so I can daven Maariv according to Rabbi Yehuda. If that were true, how'd you daven Mincha after Plag? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's nighttime. So that is Ezra's classic, it's the classic referenced by Ezra, Tarte de Sastre. That is that if you're davening Mincha then, that means that you're not following Rabbi Yehuda. And you're saying this window of time, even though it's after Plag, it's still day, it's not night. So how could you go ahead and then daven Maariv then and say it's nighttime according to Yehuda because you just said it was daytime? So that seems to be a stira mineu bay about how you're treating this time period for this specific day. So that seems to be problematic. So how do we do it? So the best thing to do in communities where it's an option is to daven Mincha before Plag and daven Maariv after Plag. It's not going to be a 7 o'clock minyan. It'll be a 5:35 and then a 5:40 and then 5:45. That's how it would work. But let's say in your community, you want to make early Shabbos, your family's making early Shabbos, which is a beautiful thing to do, right? You got this giant Tosef Shabbos, it's wonderful. But they're davening Mincha at 7 o'clock, so what are you supposed to do then? So what does Rav Schechter say? Anybody know? Can anybody guess what Rav Schechter would say in this situation? Daven Mincha by yourself. He said that, you see, yeah, Ezra? Okay, good. So it's Rav Aaron and the Rav. So what do they say? You daven Mincha before Plag. Aye, but Mincha is not until 7 o'clock. So you look at the Maizmanim and you see that Plag is at 5:43. And at 5:25, you daven Mincha in your house. And then by the time you get to 7:35 when they're davening Maariv, okay, so it's already after Plag and you can daven Maariv then. That's what Rav Schechter says. That is better in that case to daven Mincha b'yechidus and then daven Maariv with the Shul. And as opposed to making it a tarte disaster. Some other poskim, poskim. But the Mishnah Berura brings a kula that if the only way to have a minyan in the community is by doing it that way, so there's room to be mekil. But that's not always the situation. So I sent, what's it called? Again, I have to look now back at my list. What's it called? The Shraga de Meir? Do you look at that, Ezra? Anybody look at that? There's a Tshuva Shraga de Meir that I found when I was looking into this a little bit. I think that's what it's called. I sent it to Yehuda, so you can ask him for it. But the Shraga de Meir is a Vizhnitzer Chassid, who's contemporary. He's alive now. He's a big Rav, I think, a posek in London for the Chassidish community. And he writes there, it could be the way that we have 7 o'clock minyanim, and he says that was always the minhag, and people have 7 o'clock minyanim, so I don't know if he says 7 o'clock, but they daven mincha after plag and daven maariv right afterwards. How do they do that? So he says, according to this chakira, what are they relying upon? They understand that once you accept Shabbos, if you want to daven on Sunday or on Wednesday, and daven mincha after plag, and daven maariv before it says, that's going to be a big problem. Because it's Monday night, Monday afternoon. If you're davening Mincha, they think it's still Yom Sheni. And how can you daven Maariv if it's still Yom Sheni, according to the Chachamim? But on Shabbos, once you daven Mincha at 7 o'clock, so you're saying it's like the Chachamim, that it's still the daytime, it's still Yom Shishi. And then once you accept Shabbos, according to that first Shita and Tosfos, it's now Shabbos. So that's how it's not a tarte disaster. Because once you accept Shabbos, it's now a new day. And therefore, you're allowed to daven Maariv, then it's not a tarte disaster. So this is a svara that's put out there that ties into the nature of the Tosefes Shabbos, that's a nafka mina, that if you understand that the nature of the Tosefes Shabbos, that it mamish changes it into the new day, so then it's not going to be a tarte disaster anymore. He says that svara. He doesn't spell it out as much, but that's what he seems to be saying. So there is such a shita out there. So that could be a limud zchus on the communities where that's the where that's how they do early Shabbos. That if you understand that the Sefer Shabbos, which seems to be the ikur, I think it's how the Rush Paskins and Tosos Paskins, that they say that you could have your entire Shabbos meal, even though it's still daytime. So if you understand that that means that it's mamish already Shabbos, so then that could explain the Tarta Desastre, but not so fast. Maybe that's what Ezra is about to say. Go for it, Ezra. No, we try to be machmir. So you're right. So just no, I don't know. I think because there are other Rishonim, other Bali Tosos even, but other Rishonim who don't say this and don't say that Shabbos is already the new day once you accept it's not Shabbos once you accept it. So therefore, we try to be machmir and not be choshish for it. Just another svara. You guys, bear with me because most of you didn't see this, but and also even those who did see it, I'm not sure it was very subtle. We could talk it out. This relates to something Ezra, I think, said in the huddle back in the day. So that is, maybe we could have another Svara L'chumra that would reject, I think, would reject what I just said. Even if you accept Tosfos, even if you accept that first day in Tosfos, that once you make early Shabbos, it's Mamash Shabbos, it could be that you still wouldn't say that it's night that you can daven Marav then. Why would that be? Because you could say the following possible Svara. This is based on a gra. Okay, fine. So says Rav Asher, he wants to give the following possibility. It could be what Tosfos says, that once you accept Shabbos, you could do the Shabbos meal. It's because legabe Shabbos has begun. Does that mean it's the next day, legabe dinim, that are not Shabbos related? Meaning, for example, let's say got legabe korbanos. Because he's trying to fit it in within Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a din that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night. So we thought the pshat of Tosfos was that once you accept Shabbos, it's totally Shabbos and Yom Tov. But nevertheless, there's a special exceptional rule that you can't eat the Korban Pesach because it has to be done at night. Maybe that's not the pshat in Tosfos, says Rav Asher. Maybe the pshat is that once you accept Yom Tov, or once you accept Shabbos, okay, so it's Pesach now, it's Shabbos now. But the din of eating Korban Pesach at night, that's not a din in Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's a Korban din. The din of the Korban of Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night. And so too, let's say Sfiras HaOmer, and let's say, a woman, whatever, who has a Nita count, she wants to know, is it daytime or nighttime? By dinim that are not related to Shabbos or Yom Tov, it could be, we'll say, that it's Svei Dinim. Legabe Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's now Pesach, it's now Shabbos. But legabe issues that are not stemming from Shabbos, it's not the next calendaric date until you get to Tzeis. So you could say, and reject what we just said, legabe early Shabbos, legabe Tarta Desasra, and say, once you accept Shabbos, okay, so now it's Shabbos, Nekadamai Su'uda, make Kiddush, according to all the deus, and it's now Shabbos. But does that mean I could daven Mariv? Oh, maybe not. Maybe Mariv is a din that it's once you get to the next date, then it's already nighttime to say Shema. That's not a Shabbos din. And it could be legabe that we wouldn't say it's already the next day. I'm sorry. Did something happen here? Who says it? Yeah, Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss. Okay, I'm sorry. Who gives us a possibility? People were asking, Ellie, do you have a question? Or... Okay, so Sfira, okay, hopefully we'll get there in a second also. A little bit more about Sfira. But was that clear? I feel like, Ezra, you're maybe wanting to say something like this in the huddle. Is that, or something like along those lines, maybe? You'll take it, right? Yeah, okay. So, but this is another wrinkle in the sugya. This is a possibility. Okay, there's what to think about there. But that is at least a limud zchus for those communities I'm not sure that our boxes are in the same arrangement. So I don't know if these are going the same way. For me, it's this way. That's a limud zchus possibly on some of these communities that have only a 7 o'clock mincha, even though it seems to be a tarta desastre, and even though they could have planned it otherwise. But nevertheless, it's a way to you could say that once it's Shabbos, and you could daven Marav. Okay, Avi, go ahead. Until I think it goes until you Until you decide to stop Shabbos. Until you want to daven Marv. That is a great question. That is a really great question. I don't know. I mean, no, there definitely isn't ending time. You can't go until Tuesday. I would say that at most you could go until when you can make Havdalah, and then it's different opinions in the postgame. If it's... I'm trying to remember. I think if it's the next day in the morning, or... I have to look back. But Lamaisa, is there like a parallel to Plog that it's even earlier than that? I'm not sure. That's a good question. Velvel. He does Shabbos until Tuesday. I don't know. Theo, the Amshin number? Yeah, that's the Amshin. No, you are. That's why when I'm saying this, so there's two dinim. I'm trying to remember what it is. You can make Abdullah until Tuesday, but there's something. I'm trying to remember what it is. There's some... Oh, no, you know what I think it is? You know what I think I'm thinking of? You can make Havdalah until Tuesday, I think. But there's another din, I flick back at it. I think there's another din. If you don't have wine for Havdalah, how long do you have to wait before you can eat? I think that's what I'm thinking of. That it could be that you can make Havdalah without... I think it's that's a machlokas. It could be already the next morning, we assume that the holy option of Rivi. Shkoyach, thank you. Moshe. I'm sorry, I was distracted for some unknown reason. Yeah, get Moshe, go ahead. No, that is something which we need a lot more time for. But the idea in a really small nutshell, what the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is a totally different issue, and that is there seems to be a stira in the sugyas, also Psachim, and also Shabbos, two Gemaras about the length of Ben Hashmashos. Is Ben Hashmashos? I think it's 2 days in the Gemara, but is it two-thirds of a mil or three-quarters of a mil? That's one Gemara. It's machlokas. That it's definitely less than a mil, Ben Hashmashos. What is a mil? A mil is approximately 18 minutes, I think. So no, it's approximately 24 minutes or something. So three-quarters, would that work out? 6 12, 8, 24. I think that would, yeah, that's what it'd be. Three-quarters would be 18 minutes. Or is it 4 mil? There's a Gemara in Pesachim that seems to say that Ben Hashmashos is 4 mil. So does that work out? Does 24 times 4 is 96. Yes, yeah, so I think is there a Rabbeinu Tam 96 minutes after Shkia? I think that's what it is. So there's so what is it? So sorry, thank you. So would it be 18 times 4? I don't know. Different sheet is about how to calculate the mil, I think. Shkoyach. Okay, thank you. Yeah, 72. So Rabbeinu Tam says that so you have two Gemaras, like Estira Minakatze Elakatze. Is Ben Hashmashos less than a mil or is Ben Hashmashos 4 mil? So, what the Gaonim say, and many Rishonim say, is that they're referring to different stages. There are different issues in the Gemara. The context of the Gemara that says it's 4 mil is about how much somebody can walk. It's talking about getting to the Beis HaMikdash in Erev Pesach before the Karban Pesach is going to be offered. Because there's a Din D'Oraisa that somebody who's too far to get to the Beis HaMikdash is Pater from Pesach Rishon, it'll bring Pesach Sheni. So the Sugya talks about how far you have to be Pater from Pesach Rishon. So it says you have to, if you're 4 mil away, that's, or whatever, it's more, it's like 20 sling mil. So it says if you can't walk if you're more than 4 mil away by Ben Hashmashos of Erev Pesach, so that's more than somebody will walk, or something like that, and therefore you're putter. So says the Gaonim, all the Gemara is talking about is not a din in Halacha, what's Ben Hashmashos, it's a din in travelers, how much once it starts to get dark, will they walk until it's like, it's too dark, we're done walking. But halachically speaking, the actual border between day and night for Shabbos and other dinim is 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil. So they say the Iker is 18 minutes. And Rabbeinu Tam says no. They're both talking about the same halachic din called Ben Hashmashos. It's just that there's two different periods within Ben Hashmashos. there's when the sun sets, and then when there's a total darkness in the sky. And really, there's the total amount of time is 4 mil. When the Gemara is talking about 3/4 of a mil, that's once the sun sets until the stars come out or something like that. That's only 3/4 of a mil. But the entire process is 4 mil. And for Rabbeinu Tam, he'll start his 4 mil from Ben Hashmashos. And for the Gaonim and other Rishonim, they'll start their 3/4 of a mil from Ben Hashmashos. So for Rabbeinu Tam, there's a ton more time for everything. He'll say that you can only daven Mariv after his Tesa Kochavim. You can only, all dinim of night are only after 4 mil. And therefore he says that Shabbos also only ends after his Shabbos. But Lamaisa, it could be some people are saying I'll be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam on Motzei Shabbos because it's also Tesefa Shabbos, but that's not why Rabbeinu Tam was machmir for it, if that answers the question. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so now let's get into a couple. So now the idea of eating a little bit of food at night. So the Mishnah Brura, I believe. I mean, I brought you the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Machlokes. I thought nobody does that. Okay, I got a report. That's interesting. That's really interesting, Sam. So yeah, I thought that almost nobody is noheg like Rabbeinu Tam Lekula to be Mechal Shabbos until up to approximately 3 1/4, meaning according to Rabbeinu Tam himself, he would say that you cannot refrain from Malacha, forget about putting aside Tosefa Shabbos, but the Ikar Adin, you cannot refrain from Malacha until 3 1/4 mil after what we would call Shkia, because for Rabbeinu Tam, the divider of day to night for Shabbos only begins 3 1/4 mil after Shkia. So I thought that nobody holds like that, but Sam is saying that some people do. That's very interesting. Okay, Ezra. Yeah. Kiddush Makom Suda is only during the day. Wow. As soon as it says, okay, so that would answer the question. Okay, that would be really interesting. Could be. Okay, I hear. Could be. We've got to look back at the... It's okay. Apology accepted. Okay, so now let's continue. So what do we have here? So Lamaisa, bottom line, it's a machlokas haposkim based on this chakira of what is the nature of Tosefa Shabbos. Is it Mamish Shabbos or only refraining from Malacha? Nafkamina being, are you yotze with your Seuda if it's totally during the day? So even people, I mean, I'm talking about my own experience, even people who make early Shabbos from Plag, so I don't think we've ever ended our Seuda before Tseis. It could be we've gotten to dessert around Tseis. But I don't think we've ever ended our meal before Tseis comes. So it's not so difficult if one's still eating. So you'll leave a piece of challah and have some bread to be yotze your suda after Tseis arrives. That's what the Mishnah Berurah. I forget his exact lashon. I think it says tov lahachmir. It's a machlokes. It could be me'ikar adin we paskin that you're really yotze the entire suda even during the day. But tov lahachmir. It's good to be machmir. You have a kazayis of bread after Tseis arrives. Okay, that's but this machlokes will depend on this chakira. There is this a little bit long but really interesting taz that I brought for you, where he quotes a machlokes between the Maharshal and himself about the following situation. So just ask as a trivia question, which Erev Yom Tov can you accept early? It's not very many of them. It's not. So Shavuos, you can't. Why can you not? Only because you could accept it early. No, maybe you can. I don't know. There's a din of Tamimos. There's a din that we want to make sure we've counted 49 complete days. And for that reason, we don't want to begin Shavuos until the entire 49th day is done. And now it's Tamimos stick. It's now a complete 49 days, and then we'll begin Shavuos. That's Okay, that, I don't think that appears in the Gemara, but that's what we assume in terms of practice. We won't accept Shavuos early. Well, we won't accept Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur early, because I think... No, it's Yom Kippur early, we do, Tosefis. I'm saying we won't accept it by before Plag. Most people, meaning after Plag, most people wouldn't want to do that, because it'll just make your fast really long. But we don't do it. We don't want to accept the Yom HaDin so early. We don't want to make early Yom Kippur and early Rosh Hashanah. Pesach night, we already see in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we don't accept it early because we have to do the Seder when it's nighttime. The poskim say there's a Gemara in a totally different context, which says there's a hekesh between the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. So therefore, we also don't accept Sukkot early. We have to do Sukkot after night. So what do we have left? So I think we have the last day of Pesach. That you could accept early, last days of Pesach. What about Simchas Torah? Shemini Atzeres. I always get confused because here it's one day. I forget what it's called in Chutz La'aretz already. It's been a number of years. So what about Shemini Atzeres? So can you accept that early? So L'chori you could, but that's a discussion this Taz. Okay? Bottom line, Halacha L'maisa, the only Yom Tov you can accept early without any issue according to all poskim is the second days of Pesach. Okay, so what's the problem with accepting Shemini Atzeres early? So you have the following situation. So already we know that sitting in the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah is... Sam, before you even send me the message, I know there's Hasidim who do not eat in the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. That's a whole discussion why that is and what it's based on. And I know there's all sorts of minhagim about making Kiddush or not making Kiddush. People have lots of minhagim. But bottom line, the Gemara seems to say you have to eat in the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah, but you don't make a bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So now... No, sorry. That's about Shemini Atzeres. I'm sorry. I'm getting... I apologize. Take a step back. I apologize. Everybody, I'm thinking about Israel again. Everybody in the world eats in a sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. Shemini Atzeres is where you have the different minhagim. Okay, I apologize. Confusing myself. Okay. Everybody, the Gemara says on Shemini Atzeres, so in Chutz La'aretz, you have to sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Why would you sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha? Because the Shemini Atzeres is really... the last day of Sukkot, which is not Sukkot at all. In the Torah, Shemini Atzeres is a totally new Yom Tov. Totally new Yom Tov. The Gemara, the Reich Hazal or Doresh, Kosh Alay Predaschem, Hashem was celebrated with us for 7 days. He wants a special day with his children. So he says, stay with me for one more day. But Shemini Atzeres is not Sukkot at all. It's a totally different Yom Tov without a Sukkah. But the Gemara says, since Hoshana Rabbah is Sukkot, and since Shemini Atzeres is Safek Hoshana Rabbah, because in Chutz La'aretz, it's always Sveke Diyoma, so Shemini Atzeres is a Safek if it's Hoshana Rabbah. So we have to sit in the Sukkah, because it's a Safek of Hoshana Rabbah. But we don't want to be Mizalzel on Shemini Atzeres and treat it as if it's not Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, we sit in the Sukkah, but don't make a bracha, some sort of compromise. So the machlokas between the Taz and the Marashal is, can you accept Shemini Atzeres early? What's the problem? Because by accepting Shemini Atzeres early, what would you do about making a bracha? Because l'chora, if it's not really Shemini Atzeres yet, if it's still officially Hoshana Rabbah, so then you need to make a bracha. But how could you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres and make a bracha? That's what the Gemara says. It's a bizayon to Shemini Atzeres to make a bracha. So what do you do? You're stuck. So says the Marashal, you should not accept Shemini Atzeres early because of this exact issue. That once you accept Shemini Atzeres... So it's not really Shemini Atzeres yet. It's still really Hoshana Rabbah. So you really need to make a bracha, but you can't because you're already treating it as Shemini Atzeres, even though it's not really Shemini Atzeres. And therefore, since you can't sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha, so you're stuck. And says the Taz, he says, well, what's the problem? Once you accept Shemini Atzeres, it's light outside, who cares? Once you accept Shemini Atzeres, it's Shemini Atzeres, it's not Hoshana Rabbah at all. It's the next day. And therefore, whatever you do on Shemini Atzeres, which we say is you sit in the sukkah without a bracha, so too here, when you accept Shemini Atzeres early, it's not a problem to accept it early. But what was especially interesting about this Taz is that even he who says that once you accept Shemini Atzeres, it's mamish the next day, he has chilukim that are similar to what Tosfos said by the Seder night. Like Tosfos said by the Seder night that, okay, even though it's Pesach, but you can't do the mitzvahs halayla of Seder night, because that's dafka, a nighttime kind of mitzvah. So says the Taz, there are certain things which are nighttime kind of activities, like Kriya Shema, and I think he says Sefira Sa'omer is dafka, a nighttime thing, which is interesting. Where does he say it? He says, Uve emes svara shabana harav, the svara that the Marashah was trying to develop, shabana harav alav, that he was developing, he was relying on, hu eino kiyum klal, it's not a good binyan, it's not a good svara. Devada misha mosa mechol ala kodesh, ose al pitzivi torasenu, kfar chalaf v'halach v'menu chobas hayom, that once he accepts Shmini Atzeres, once he accepts the next day, he's doing according to the Torah's rules. The Torah said there's an idea called Tosefes. It's now the next day. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Ramash Ha'ilav Kodem. Azev Ha'avikimod Lailu Machar Mamish. It's Mamish the next day. So it's a very strong formulation. Masha Kasav Harav Lister Azev Mehid Derav Tali Shal Shabz Erev Shabz Vimantim Kriyash Mar Lailu. And from the fact that we wait until nighttime to say Shema again, V'chein Ba'omer, we wait until the nighttime to count the Omer, Timahani Agava Rabba De'ime De'shari Nehura. I'm so surprised about the Marashal of Adam Gadol, who has so much Torah. How could he have said that? There's no connection between Shema and the Omer and sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. The Kriya Shema of Omer is Zmanim Belaila. Those are nighttime activities. And therefore you have to wait until the night. So this is people who make early Shabbos. So there are opinions. I think the Bach, was it the Bach? No, sorry, the Bach says we don't do this. Tagos Maimonios says you can count the Sfira in early Shabbos, but the meaning is generally not like that. I don't know what happens in your shuls, but we generally say after 7:13, remember to repeat Shema and count the Omer. Well, we just have to, our time is up, so I'll just conclude with this. So we saw in this the at the end of Tosfos what seems to be a totally different shita. The end of Tosfos seems to say even Shabbos and Yom Tov, it could be you have to eat your meal after Tzeis, after nighttime. Why? Because that would fit in with the Tosfos and Ksubos that the nature of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov is just to be careful about not doing malacha. It's not really about changing the day, but it seems to be that this is how it's understood by the Achronim, by the Rav, by Rav Asher, by Rav Gustman, that it's a fundamental machlokas in Tosfos, between the Tosfosim, about the nature of Tosefes Shabbos. Is it just about refraining from malacha, or is it about literally turning into the next day, halachically? And as we saw, there's many nafkaminis. You can look back, there's even more that we didn't really discuss so much. But I was just thinking, and Shikach to Moshe, who pointed out that the Medrash quoted by this Lekach Tov, by Yosef Engel, is quoted by Rashi ala Torah in Bereshis Beis. I think it was. You can look back at the Rashi there. But it's also interesting that can relate to the reason behind Tosefes Shabbos. If it's just about refraining from malacha, so what is it? L'chor, it's a kind of gzera, and that's what the Rav Yosef Engel, this Medrash and Bereshis Rabba of Chazal, that's what they say. Azur Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says explicitly, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Basar v'dam she'enenu yodea lo ita v'lo rigav, human flesh does not know his times and his moments. V'losha osav, he can't be precise about the time. Humosav mechol ala kodesh. Okay, he doesn't want to be mechal Shabbos. He's got to add on from chol ala kodesh. Avala kadosh baruch hu shiodea regav b'sha osav nichtvas v'chut asara akan l'shono. But Hashem, Hashem who knows the exact moment, he could be precise. It's chol and then Shabbos. But us, who are human beings, we're not so perfect. We have to add on from chol ala kodesh. That seems to be about Tosefes Shabbos, just because this as an idea of not doing malacha. It could be, one could say, but once the Torah says to refrain from malacha and to accept Shabbos, it could be then it's mamish Shabbos, but the idea behind that would just be to avoid doing malacha. But it could be there's another way of explaining it, if it's not only about refraining from malacha, but if it's this whole idea that you're actually making it Shabbos, as the Taz just said, it's the Torah was mechadish to us. You make it Shabbos. Who kamo b'laylo machar mamish? It's literally turning into the next day. B'hu adinami Tosefes Shabbos b'motzi Shabbos. It could be it's mamish making it Shabbos. So that could be this relating to this famous idea of the Rav about the Erev Shabbos Jews. That if Shabbos is the day that we cherish and we appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos, so Hashem wants us to want it and to want more of it and to want to bring that into our weekday, both at the beginning and the end. It could be if it's not only about Isra Malacha, but it's this deeper idea of Mamish making it into the next day and to making it into a holy day. It could be that connects to the desire every Jew should try to develop within him about wanting to get the Shabbos even faster. That could be the idea of Tosefes Shabbos. So, okay, thank you guys. It was a lot of fun, a big schuss, and until next time. Any questions? Shkoch, guys. My pleasure. Take care, okay? All the best. Shkoch. Shkoch, guys.